主耶稣圣名，开始我们星期五晚上的查经分享。
We can have a 514. Yeah.
我们请唱诗514首。
And praise the Lord, we come to the weekend and the Sabbath. And today, we have a discussion about Jeremiah chapter 11. Because we are in the Jeremiah chapter 1 to verse 25. This is a 12 series of the message from the Jeremiah. And we finished the last time 7 to 10. That's the third one. Now we are getting into the fourth messages. Jeremiah chapter 11. I mean, we can say these are books, once you read it, there are a lot of judgments and a lot of Israelites that their stubborn natures, that they don't go back to God, yet they are seeking for their own life of flesh and are also seeking the worship and idol. So even though Jeremiah came and they received the word of God and proclaimed God's word, but people do not turn away from sin. So chapter 11, I think is a similar story, but we can learn from the importance of the covenant. Let's look at chapter 11 from verse 1. Now, first we read this chapter. Four verse each one. So we read four verse each one. Can you start it?
Okay, I will, and do according
Thank you. And Jeremiah chapter 11, this is the fourth messages. And the word came to the Jeremiah and then asked him to proclaim the word of God. And this time especially talk about covenants. Verse 2 say, hear the word of this covenant and speak to the man of Judah and to the inhabitant of Jerusalem. And I asked the people to follow to submit the word of God. And then the God promised to say, which I command you, so you shall be my people, and I'll be your God. So there's a covenant, it's a bilateral covenant, so both sides agree. And then God will really help them and then bless them. But this message, actually, chapter 11, verse 1 to 5 here, because these people do not follow God, they do not submit to what they promise, the covenants. And continue the verse 6. First from 6 to 8, this is, we can say, blessing. How we can receive the blessing. And once the word of God, the words come from the God and Jeremiah preached, and then he talked about what God said to him and proclaim all this word, verse 6, and in the city of Judah and in the street of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them. So mention about this covenant. Continue to mention about this covenant. These people do not submit. Verse 7, listen to my voice, but actually they do not listen. And verse 8, yet they did not obey and incline the ear, but walked each one in the stubbornness of his evil heart. So we can say these people, they listen to the word of God, yet they do not obey the word of God. And here the verse 8 says, I brought on them and all the word of this covenant. So emphasize of this covenant, which I command them to do, but they did not. So people at that time, they do not understand that their blessings are source of blessing. They think that their source of blessing by their own executions of their life and their own way to seeking, and they think they can be secure for their life, which is the misunderstand of their life, their blessing. And verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 here, the Lord said to Jeremiah, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. What is a conspiracy that you can think about this here? They talk about things they're supposed not to think, but talk about the things they're against God within them, right? I think they not only disobey to God, but they think about how they can, their actions, their thought against the God, we can say, yeah. You can say that's conspiracy, yeah. Verse 10, and they have turned back to the iniquity of their ancestor who refused to hear my words. They have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenants, which I made with their fathers. So they purposely, it's not they accidentally break the covenant, but purposely they break the covenant. That's what it means, right? The house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I with their father. That's why verse 11 is a consequence, as we can say, therefore the say the Lord, behold, I am bring disasters on them, which they will not be able to escape, though they will cry to me, and yet I will not listen to them. So this is the consequence. Once, since they have own thought about themselves to purposely against God. So when the time comes, they need God, so they pray to God, but God does not respond to their prayer, which means that. And then verse 12, then the city of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry to the God to the whom they burn incense, but they surely will not save them in the time of their disaster, which is the what happened in their life have this kind of disasters, but God's supposed to save them, but God do not save them. Why? Because the covenant was broken. So no longer this covenant to null, which is validate enough that God can reach out hands to save him. And then the verse 13. Instead of they continue to repent, actually go back to God, but verse 13 here mentioned that the Jerusalem are the altars you have set up to the shameful things, altar to burn incense to Baals. So instead of the going back to God to ask for the help, but actually continue more and more toward to the evil, to worshiping God. Verse 14 is a sense that they are so pitiful, their life. So such their condition, it's kind of it's not that good, which is yet I mentioned that therefore do not pray for these people. That means useless. Maybe other people, there's a full of compassion to them. You know, they have a disaster upon them, their life, a lot of difficulties. But people have a compassion to pray for them. But here mentioned that you don't have to pray for them. Actually, even your prayer, it doesn't help at all. So, because God already have this, allowed them to have this kind of suffering in as a consequence of the wrongdoing to God. And mentioned the verse 16. You mentioned that the Lord call your name a green olive tree, beautiful in fruit and form. Well, God at the beginning, God gave a quality of this the olive tree, but end up these qualities changed. And quality cannot keep them up. So within the his judgments, it turns out to be the worthless, which means. And because of the verse 17, the Lord host who planted you and had pronounced evil against you because of the evil of the house of Israel, because they do not keep their life faithful to God. That's what. So once God's judgment upon to the Judah, to leave them alone and let them to be perished, which is quite a sad, you know, the story here. Verse from 18. The Jeremiah keep on the prophesize, you know, the things against them. So the people trying to, they think about how can get rid of the Jeremiahs, actually. But God gave him ideas. Jeremiah actually he continued to prophesize about against Israel, against the Judah, the which is you have to accept your coming of judgments with the submission to God, then God will provide for you. But they don't listen to him, actually. So which means, actually, they don't listen to God. So he find out this kind of plot. I think God let him to know. So verse 19 described this way, but I was like a gentle lamb that led to the slaughters. So he described about, you know, that he is a kind of, he doesn't know anything about the plot that were people trying to get rid of him. But now he find out, it seems like he's like a, you know, gentle lamb led to the slaughters. It sounds like Jesus when he captured by the soldiers, and then when he, you know, they carry the cross upon to the Mount Golgotha, and he died. Well, because he's the one that proclaimed the word of God, that people really doesn't like it, so purposely trying to remove him. Verse 20, he mentioned about the Lord, the God is who just righteously, which means that he believed that God is a righteousness God, and a God of righteousness. So he asking God, and the Lord can vengeance upon to them. And I mentioned that. So this is the chapter 11. Briefly, we can think about. In verse 20-21, he's mentioned about the name of Anathoth. Anathoth is a. It, can you remember Anathoth is a word? It, you know, it showed Anathoth. Anybody? Anathoth. This is territory of Benjamite, because Jeremiah, he came from there. Because when Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 1 said he came from Anathoth. So Anathoth is actually own people trying to against him. Makes sense? When Jesus, when he preached the gospel to his own town, actually own town people against him, remember? So it's a very ironic too. But then Jesus, have you know, Jesus mentioned that, do you remember? Jesus came from the line of Judah. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying that they're similar.
I'm talking about the, what Jesus like a sacrificed lamb. So that's what. Yeah. It's not in the town matters. Yeah. Let's turn to once look at Matthew chapter 11. Because when chapter 11 verse 20. Then he began to reproach the city in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent. Chapter 11, verse 20, now read it, 21. Woe to you, Chorazins, woe to you, the Bethesda, for it is the miracle had occurred in Tyre, Sidon, which occurred in you. They would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. 22. Nevertheless, I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre's incidents in the day of judgment than for you. So when he preached the gospel, actually people doesn't like him, and he doesn't like to preach, and people trying to mostly against him. So he kind of mentioned about their stubborn heart, because Jesus, you know, reproached him. And chapter 11, we'll go back to Jeremiah chapter 11. Chapter 11 here, the broken covenant. Covenant is in the Bible. The entire story in the book of, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, is talk about the covenant. So what is the first covenant in the Bible? Anybody? The first covenant is that God made a covenant with Adam and Eve. The two trees, that's the first covenant. That you can eat the tree, give you life, but you should not eat the give you knowledge of good and evil. That's the first covenant to give it to the Adam and Eve. Actually, the purpose is the given to them is for they let them to have a submit to God, so they can have a eternal life, actually. But they don't accept that. Way they eat the give knowledge and good and evil. Why when they break the covenant, actually their life is blessed because they perished later. Do you think so? Once they understand the evil, once they exposed to the evil and sin, it's good that they'll be perished. If they continue to live in this world, actually they commit more and more sin and end up. The sin is too much burden. Actually, their facing of the judgment of God is harsher than before. So actually, the God designed the people to live everlasting. But when they broke the covenant, God let them to have a life. Since they came from the dust, so they go back to the dust. actually that's actually for us is actually giving us his mercy, actually for the man. When we do not, when we live in the Garden of Eden, this is like a blessing. It's good to live forever, everlastingly. But once we expose the sin, there was a difference between the God and man. Once the people know the evil, God can control it. God knows what is good and evil. God is full of knowledge, but he's not tempted. God never tempted to the sin, but man is different. Man come from the dust. Once he exposed the sin is the controller. Yeah, that's a... One of in this, have you noticed in this world, people who have a... Have you seen the, like, you know, the alcoholic and the drugaholics? Sometimes they come to God, sometimes. But have you noticed sometimes because of their own flesh weakness, and then end up they kind of, you know, they just go back to the sinful life. Because it, the ones in their brain, inside of the already, that portion is exposed. So I heard that once have those alcoholic and also drugaholics, they constantly have a meeting with them to watch over themselves, checking each other's. Otherwise, they go back to, you know, easily go back to the simple life. The temptation is just strong. So we should not to be exposed to sin, actually. In Jeremiah chapter 11, the broken covenants. The Adam and Eve, they broke the covenants. And then later on, God made a covenant with the Noah, right? Because when the God's punish, God's judgment is upon to them. But later after the flood, and then God gave a promise to people that Noah and his descendants are one to perish this the judge these people with the flood. So give them a rainbow for them to. So that means that before there's no rainbow, that means that this earth is covered by the canopy before. Because once the water canopy, so which is the earth and then covered by the water, kind of what I call it. It's not cloud. It's a cover with the, because of time of the Noah's time, these water the layer broke on at that time. So it's a because before we don't need to eat the meat. Before we don't need to eat the meat. We don't need a animals proteins before. Yeah, because the canopy protect us. UV protect it, so we don't need it. But after that, it canopy was open, we need it. And also season came too. Yeah, the seasonal change that came too. So that's what the kind of the dramatic change after that. So. Yeah. Yes, right, before. But now, I mean, after that, no more like that kind of. It's a keep on dramatically reduce the lifespan. I don't know. It's both of them maybe impact to them, I think. Yeah, that's a possible. Yeah. And then God gave the covenant to Abraham. Do you know the covenant? God promised to him the word, but God brought him into the land of Canaan, and he established the covenant. And the one is the covenant is for the birds to break it, and then the God passing through, remember, the covenant. Because that God promised after fourth generations, I will bring you back later, your people, that promise. And then God gave the covenant of these circumcisions. The circumcision is very important covenant to Abraham. Before God doesn't say this covenant is, you know, it's such a serious, you know. as long as you come to this in the land of Canaan, I'll bless you. That kind of, you know. But the covenant of this circumcision is a serious. You can tell that. Let's turn to the book of Acts, the 17th. Exodus 17. Verse from 12, 13, 14. No, I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 17. Sorry, 17 verse 12 to 14. Whose turn? Is the next? So this covenant is a God mentioned this everlasting covenant. So to the Israelites, 8 days they have to circumcise. Whether the day is a Sabbath, is still circumcised. So other things they don't do it, but this one is still circumcised. And once you look at the Jeremiah chapter, we can go back to chapter 9 we studied, but Jeremiah chapter 9. Because God has the intention to breaking up this ancient circumcision, covenant of circumcision. So here in the Jeremiah chapter 9, because these people against the God. Chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. Go back to Brother Ian. Can you? Jeremiah 9, 25 and 26. Because we can see the God's intentions. God wants, since these people are so stubborn, they do not keep the commandment of God. So God have an idea in their minds. Whether they're physically circumcised or not circumcised, God wants to bring all into the judgment of God. This is what. That means because of the Israel breaking, they've broken their covenant with God. So Jeremiah chapter 11, you mentioned about this broken covenant. God mentioned about it. And this one, later on the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31 to 33. Chapter 31, verse 31 to 33. So here, God had the design that this is a new covenant, because God wants to the broken covenant to be removed, and the new covenant is established. That when Jesus came, he established a new covenant. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 11 to 15. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 15. Oh, Sister Adrian, can you read this for us? Thank you. So you, the book of Hebrew here, the writer that mentioned about that he established a new covenant actually with the mediator, which means he established a new covenant. The new covenant, it's an everlasting covenant. This is this covenant in Old Testament time, the covenant of circumcisions. It is everlasting, but that he established a new covenant is through the baptism. Through the baptism, and this covenant is the everlastingly established. Let's look at the book of Galatians. Oh no, not Galatians. I'm sorry. Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, 12. So actually, the circumcisions, the physical circumcision was established by, this is also established by God with his own people, Israel. But the new covenant is by his own body. When he came to this world, he himself, his body, to establish the covenant. Remember the John chapter 2, Jesus mentioned that you can destroy this temple. I'll build my temple within 3 days. So that his new covenant talk about, no longer he's the Old Testament of the covenant with the temple, physical temple, is validated. So no longer, because the Jesus mentioned that this one has to be removed, myself to be the new covenant. He mentioned that. So he established a new covenant. So broken, if we go back to book of Jeremiah chapter 11, the God talk about that these people, they're, you know what, they're broken. They broke their covenants. End up, they received this kind of consequence in their life. But if God do not listen to their, God do not listen to their cry, and even the other people pray for them, yet God doesn't listen to. So it's kind of sad for the Israelites. These things happen. Remember the King Saul, when he, the Spirit of God, and the depart from him. so that he no longer, his life was protected. And later on, the time that the enemy coming into the country, so he came to God, to, he asked God, God doesn't respond to him, remember? God doesn't respond to him. So he went to the Endos, the lady, what is it called, the lady that kind of contacted, the diviners. He's trying to go there to the lady to bring the Samuel up, but that's not a true Samuel anyway. But even the one that came from the earth, you shall die tomorrow. So he died it anyway. But then this is not a true Samuel, actually. It's an evil spirit that came out. But because God doesn't listen to him, God doesn't respond to him, so it happened. Because God departed from him. Because the covenant is broken. Because when King Saul, you know, he faithful to God at the beginning, but later on he disobeyed God, remember? He waiting for the Samuel for the when the Philistine against the Philistines. He waiting for 7 days, the promise that he didn't come. So he himself to offer to God. He's supposed not to. Well, he's offering purpose for the gather people for power. He's the leading for this purpose, not for the God's purpose. Another one is he Amalekized, you know, to the battle. God says all the living things, eliminate them, but he didn't do that. So when Samuel came to him later, where's these sounds mentioned that? And he said he lied to the Samuel. I saved this one for the offering to God. Actually, not true. So Samuel mentioned that let's look at the, we know the very famous, this, you know, First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Samuel said, you just can listen to it, it's okay. Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23. And Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in the burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed then the fat of ram for the rebellions is as the sin of divination and insubordination as the iniquity and idolatries. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being kings. So the King Saul, he was rejected because he did not submit to God here. So same thing like the book of Jeremiah chapter 11, because his own people reject God, so God reject them. And this is what happens. One of in the Bible, in First Samuel also, that if you look at the, during the time of Samuel, these people have before the Samuel, who is it? Eli, the priest Eli. At that time, they corrupted. His own sons corrupted. Hophni and Phinehas, they both, they all corrupted. And then they'll have a fighting against a Philistine. And then at the beginning, they fight against them without carrying the ark. So they failed fighting. But later, they think that they didn't bring the ark, but later bring the ark. This ark punished the both sides, remember? The battle was actually, the Israelites heavily defeated. And also the ark was taken by the Philistine. But this ark punished the Philistine also. That happens. Same thing. Anyways, today we talk about the broken covenant. God's covenant is important. God's covenant is very precious to us. But we are all within the covenant. Some people think that, once we believe in God, many people have different the reason they depart from God. Because this church have no love and these things and that reason, and they depart from, they don't want to come to church anymore because they do not truly understand the meaning of covenant. Covenant is, once we are engaged the covenant, we should not break it. But many people, they think that they are not the big deal, the many personal reasons that they don't come to church and things like this. Because they do not truly understand the covenant. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, once you learn to love your God, love your neighbor, right? The covenant, within the commandment of God. John chapter 15 says, abide in my love, and then you can keep my all the covenants. I mean, all the commandment of God. So within the Ten Commandments, this is our kind of a boundary of our covenants. Anything that is out of the boundary, then it turns out to be breaking our covenants, definitely. Because that's what we promise to God. God asks us to keep the commandments. After we baptize in the name of Jesus, we are Christians. So our heart is a priority. The issue is a priority. Once we married, for example, once we marry husband and wife, the moment I decide I marry with this woman is my best. No longer there is the other girl is better than my wife. Then this is a breaking of the covenant. Her husband, same thing, right? This husband is the best, my most handsome husband. But out there in the statute later compare, then this covenant is breaking from then on. There's no more peace, no more joy from then on. That's it. Because once the breaking, then the life is out of the boundary, then no more love. And there's no more, you know, life, actually. More and more aggregated, more and more like, you know, it's just a turn to like a twisted your life. So keep the commandments. Keep the command. Jesus mentioned it, right? There is a, you cannot serve God and the mammon, God and money. Because this word is more like a, forcing is a, let our stirring our life to follow the lust and then a greedy mind. So that's mostly. Let's look at one verse. Let's Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as a debt to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greedy, which amount to idolatry. And 6, for it is the account of these things that the wrath of God will come, which means a judgment upon to you. If you are in this which is, you know, categories of yourself. So the breaking the covenant is unfaithful to God. Yes, how we can be unfaithful to God? Follow the love of the word. And we know the First John chapter 2 mentioned about the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the possible pride of a life. Why these things within us? Because the love of the word within us. You know, the First John chapter 2 mentioned that. So once we are within this, then we naturally, our tendency of life breaking the Ten Commandments. Why? Because we love the word first instead of the love of God. The priority changed. Then we naturally, we do not seeking God first. We're seeking ourselves, you know, flesh of life. And also the commandment, from the fifth commandments, we're breaking up right away. So, you know, all the commandments, they become more selfish and following the greedy and the, you know, life like this. So that's breaking the covenant. Yes.
So Peter says, God told Jeremiah, don't even pray for people.
Yes.
So if we know someone who is straight away, we should not pray for them.
So what is the breaking the covenant is that the people do not turn back to God. And then leave them alone. That's why Jesus mentioned that first you can encourage the person to come back to God. If the person do not listen, bring the church, you know, friends, you can ask them to come back, and the church elders, you know, to turn back to God. If they don't come back, then leave them alone like a Gentile. Remember, so that's a person who's stubborn enough and then don't come back to God. Leave them alone, and then if that they are the over the line, you know, which means keep on commit the sin serious enough, then leave them alone. That's a book of Hebrew, chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 26 and 27. Any volunteer to read this? Oh, Hebrew chapter 10, verse 26 and 27. So this is talk about sin willfully, right? And then Hebrew chapter 6, 4 to 6. Yeah, 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because 6 said they have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them. So which means once too much, then there's no way to coming back. Because that means that person willfully turned to God, against God. So cannot have there's no chance. I think King Saul, first time he offends to God. God maybe kind of trying to turn away, but give him another chance, which is fight against Amalekite. But second time, God determined to turn away from him. So there's no, he doesn't give him another chance, which is that's it. Kind of, yeah. Okay, so time is up, so we can finish. Jeremiah chapter 11, the covenant. Covenant is very precious to us. We are all of you and I, we are within the covenant of God. Which is established by his blood. Let us remember, this one is not a personal matter. This one is a matter of our life. So we always keep ourselves within this covenant, and that we can honor the commandments he given to us within the boundary of his love all the time. So we have same mistake, the Israelites that made it. So God is always work with us. When we kneel down, we pray to God. God listens to our prayer. And his mercy is still within us. And his grace upon us all the time. So always we can look back ourselves. We never our life to change. The very quality life, just like Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 16, is mentioned about the green olive, which is the choice one God provides to us. But we do not keep this quality one, end up to useless like Israelites. We're supposed not to do that. Let's finish off Jeremiah 11. Let's all kneel down, pray together, and continue pray for the Sabbath day, and then we can pray for the Jim Dye's father. Hopefully that getting now on the way, the good news is getting better. So hopefully he can continue to recover better. He can himself too. Maneuver himself.